Well, I've had a lot of critters in the studio with me over the years, but this is the first time that I have had baby snapping turtles. Now, these little guys spent the winter under the care of biologist Doug Cullicutt, and tomorrow they are going to be released back into the Red River. Hi there, Doug.
Hi, Marilyn.
So let's start by telling us how these turtles came into your possession. What was the process that resulted in this?
Well, it's a bit of a story. Back in September of last year, I was contacted initially by Fort White, who had been contacted by some people at the Renaissance condo development in St. Norbert about a turtle that had nested in their property right on one of their walking trails in the back of the property. And they were concerned at that point because they hadn't seen any baby turtles come out from that nest. So ultimately, they got a hold of me, and I suggested at that time that it really wasn't that late in the year. We didn't really have to worry about things. Maybe they would still hatch and emerge. And I said, if nothing's happened by middle of October, give me a call. So, of course, October 15th, I got an email from them, and it happened to be a Friday and had nothing on. So we went out and met with the folks there. I was expecting to hear from the, or to meet the one fellow, Gary and his wife, Marcia Notley, who had contacted me. And lo and behold, when I showed up with my son and a pail to dig things up, there was about a dozen of the folks from the condo.
I know, I saw the pictures. It was all, so cute, because they're all gathered around, all watching
gathered
what's
around,
going on.
And yes, and so of course I'm getting quite anxious about, what are we going to find here? fortunately, when we did find the nest, after about 10 minutes of digging around, lo and behold, there was some little baby turtles that had hatched and a whole bunch of eggs that were still there.
So why were they not hatched yet? You said that you were kind of concerned it was late in the year and they likely wouldn't hatch before
well,
the conditions weren't right?
Well, I think the female nested too late in the year.
Okay.
They sent me a picture from June the 26th, and that's quite late for when a turtle would be hatching. Maybe it was to do with the high water levels and the flood from last year. So by that time, by the middle of October, it was too late. The ground was cold. There was only three or four of them that actually hatched from their eggs. They simply wouldn't have, at that point, had the strength or development to get out of the nest.
So how many eggs did you dig out of there?
We dug 65 net eggs out of the nest. Most of them were either dead or perhaps infertile. In the end, we had about 22, I believe, that actually hatched. One died shortly after hatching, and we've had, unfortunately, lost a few of them over winter, about five. So there's about 16 that are still alive. Six of them are sort of remaining in captivity or might be released. Okamic Marsh has three of them, and they're not decided whether they're going to let them go or keep them on display at the marsh. And so we have about 10 that we want to release tomorrow back into the river at about the same spot.
Okay, now could you open the container and could I maybe look at these little guys a little bit closer? We'll talk about how old they are, their size and whatnot.
Sure.
They are so cute. We have a camera in here as well, so you can see these tonight on CBC Television News at 5:30 and 6.
Three of the four that I had reared.
Okay.
We originally had 20. I had 21 of them, and I wasn't comfortable
trying to... Will they bite?
No,
he okay.
won't. I wasn't comfortable trying to keep all 21 myself, so we fostered them out to a number of people. There's some at Wildlife Haven Wildlife Rescue Center. There's a fellow from the Wildlife Branch has a couple that he's been rearing, and a few other people have helped. So,
Doug, why the big difference in size? Because you said they all hatched at the same time.
I don't really know. We brought three of them here, and the one is quite tiny, not much bigger than it was when it came out of the egg. And the fellow next to it here is probably five times his weight.
And they're both the same age.
The same age, same conditions, same food. The little fellow eats, and he's active and gets his share of the food, but for whatever reason, he hasn't grown.
So how big will these turtles become? Look, this one's got his mouth wide open. He's trying to snap at me.
Yeah,
the little guy, he's really feisty.
It's always the little ones that are feisty, right?
So how big will they grow to?
Well, snapping turtles in Manitoba, we don't really know. At least 10 to 15 kilos. The North American record for common snapping turtle is about 32 kilos or over 80 pounds. They can grow to be very large reptiles.
Now, why did you want to do this? Why did you want to rescue them, not just let nature take its course?
Because I'm a sucker for turtles. I've had turtles all my life. I have I have a turtle that I got when I was 12 years old, one of the red-eared sliders that used to get by in the pet stores. And she's 43 years old this year.
Wow.
And I have another snapping turtle that I got years ago. He's about 35 years old.
Yeah.
So I've always been a sucker for turtles, but I just, in this case, it was also the fact that we had a group of people who cared about these things. I mean, I like to let nature take its course whenever possible, but this was an instance where some people grew concerned about a big, ugly, snapping turtle, not a fuzzy bunny or a cute little cuddly bear.
So there's a story in its own.
Yeah, this was people who cared about a big, ugly, snapping turtle and her nest there, and cared about it, grew concerned, and took action to get some help for these critters. So
now they're all going to be there tomorrow for the ceremony, and you've planned quite a ceremony. So just has planned it, because they're going to have, like, singing the turtle song, and there's going to be all kinds of events going on down at the Red River when they're released, right?
Yeah, we have a few people making, some brief presentations, and some of the singers from the Behavioral Health Foundation next door. This sort of went on sort of unbeknownst to me. I thought we were going to have the same folks from the Renaissance come down and we'd chuck the turtles in the river. But some of them are involved with this Behavioral Health Foundation, and things just kind of spiraled up, and it's turned into quite the little event.
And what time are they going to be released?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon,
so
down in St. Norbert.
Yes, I'm expecting a good weather forecast for 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I'll see what I can do for you, Doug. Now, I just want to let you know, I've posted your photos, your links and everything on our Facebook page, because, of course, you're with Nature North and you do such fabulous work all around the province. So I've posted all of that onto our Facebook link, and people can get all that information there.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thanks for coming in. They're just very exciting. Look at this guy. He's just sitting here, his head up, looking around the studio, wondering what's going on. So we'll let you pack them up again, and good luck with the ceremony tomorrow. And I'm sure they'll be very happy to get back into their natural habitat.
Thanks, Marilyn.
So that is Doug Cullicutt. He's a biologist with Nature North. And if you want to see the baby snappers and a video of the rescue, as well as a link to Nature North and all the good work they do, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/radionoon.